Really cool cover of the Turtles, who, by the way, are still playing together. I just learned that this weekend. It's by Waterhouse. It's So Happy Together on KX93.5. We're Laguna's Only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. And we are pleased to be joined this morning by a local PhD holder, one that will create authentic happiness for you in a workshop. Dr. Veeder South, thank you for coming on.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for supporting the station. You'll hear Dr. Veeder's underwriting messages throughout the next couple months and also a new segment you're doing that will air from time to time about this subject. But people can get a great idea of what it all is about at this workshop happening on Thursday, August 1st and Thursday, August 15th. They're going to go two-part schedule for the next couple months. What is authentic happiness? What can people expect?
Well, authentic happiness is feeling happy, not just today, not just tomorrow, but next week, next year, and really knowing that you're going to feel happy no matter what happens in between. So it's a state of being. It's a state of looking at things in a positive way.
You also have a book, The Path of Advanced Awareness to Conscious Relationships. So you've clearly been studying this for a while. You know, what inspired you to kind of discover this element?
Well, interesting enough, Tyler, my PhD is in energy.
Okay.
And energy is the real key to this authentic happiness workshop. The whole process, it's being able to harness energy and even further harness positive energy in body, mind, and spirit. So it has a kind of an Eastern concept as far as being able to deal with happiness and producing happiness. And then there's a Western component, which is all about your personality. And if your personality is positive and moving in a direction of balance, which means you don't get off and become obsessive about too many things, or apathetic for that matter, that also tends to help you balance your positive energy.
For those, this may be an ambiguous question, but what is energy? What does that mean exactly?
Well, that is a great question.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I can't answer that question, and I don't think anybody can. All we really know about energy is how it makes us feel. It's much like happiness. We feel happy when our energy is positive. And the feelings of happiness are strictly a matter of how your brain is interpreting that energy as you move through your life.
Okay. Again, we're here with Dr. Veeder South. He's hosting a workshop called Authentic Happiness. There's 101 and 102 on Thursday, August 1st and August 15th. You can learn how to harness your energy to maintain better relationships with yourself and with others. Is that pretty much
That's very good.
The bottom line? I'll be the spokesperson if you'd like.
Sure.
So what can people expect of the workshop? You have an actual a booklet that they start analyzing themselves, right?
Yeah, the first thing we do is talk about energy and how we use energy in our life, which is basically described by our personality. So we take a personality assessment. People learn where they're strong, where their weaknesses are in their personality temperaments, and how to make them more balanced to bring positive energy into their life.
What do people often discover? Like, what's a typical light bulb for people at this?
Well, most people don't realize how important their personality is in terms of not only interactions with other people, which is where we all kind of understand it, mm-hmm. but in how they prefer to make decisions in their life. So if you, for example, are a very person who loves excitement and wants to be out having fun and enjoying life, you may also have a little bit of a reluctance to worry about paying the bills or taking care of the details that also contribute to a happy life.
So is it more about, I mean, it is about relationships, but probably the biggest discovery is that people can use energy for themselves to better their own, you know, interactions or whatever.
Absolutely. The way you always start in terms of a happy relationship is to get a happy relationship with yourself.
Sure. Do you find people coming to you that have a problem that need something like this, or are they just interested in the idea of it?
I think for the most part, it's people who are curious about, am I really happy in my life? And mm-hmm. What could I do to make it happier? It's not relationship therapy or happiness or psychology therapy. It's a real positive program that anyone can do, actually of any age. I have a program that kind of focuses on teenagers as well.
Cool.
And when they come out of it, they have a real good sense of where they're going if they want to take that step to happiness.
So, again, an ambiguous, vague question, but how do you harness energy to become happy? Like, personally, what do you do maybe to be happy in your life?
Well, you first have to kind of decide what balance means. And, you know, there's kind of this Eastern philosophy of balancing energy and body, mind, and spirit that goes into yoga and Eastern medicine. The idea being there are three Western ways that happiness is kind of achieved. One is through just doing good things, having fun, enjoying your life. Secondary is your relationships. So it's making sure that you have positive energy going between each other. And by that, I mean it becomes almost a spiritual energy that has a tendency of not being demanding, not being, there's no attachments to your energy. In other words, you're not putting it out there with the intention of getting something back for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's an important aspect. And the third area is developing meaning. So we talk about how to do each one of those areas, how to improve energy levels in that area of consciousness. And by the time they're finished, they really have a good sense of where they've been, kind of where they are at the moment, and give them a good choice of how to go forward.
How much of creating positive energy for yourself starts within just doing it, just thinking, all right, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to do this and want this. You know?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, most people tend to get caught up in the negativity of life.
Right.
You know, the traffic is snarled, and oh man, this is awful. But the idea is that if you start turning your attention toward what's good about it, what does that do in a positive way? For example, maybe it gives you a chance to listen to the radio more.
Yeah.
Get caught up on the latest music. You like that idea, don't you? So it is a way of changing your attitude of how you actually look at things that happen to you in life and change it. Even if it feels negative at the time, the real connection is making it into a positive, positive experience for growth.
Do you believe that can be done with any negative thing?
Sure.
Okay.
It's just a matter of how you choose to look at it.
Right. Right. I love that. Again, Dr. Vitor South is in studio. He's hosting a workshop called Authentic Happiness 101 and 102. You can go to the next one on Thursday, August 1st. It's at Ohm in Laguna Beach, which is right on Forest, if people don't know about it. What tell us about Ohm, if you don't mind.
Well, Lori Kahn is the person who has started this, and apparently she's been in Laguna quite a few years. She does meditation. She's a life coach. Just a very interesting person and has been quite successful in that. So it seemed like it was a good opportunity for opening minds together with Ohm.
Yeah.
And advanced awareness.
Great. People can register online at advancedawareness.com. $35 per person. If you need to call Ohm for any reason, 949-415-6718. Again, that's Thursday, August 1st for Authentic Happiness 101. And where can people find your book?
They can find it at that website.
Okay. Advancedawareness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is obviously a bit longer than the pamphlet and everything. How much more does it discuss and go in depth to?
Well, it focuses on how to do these assessments, but it also has a couple of chapters. There's a chapter on Buddhism. There's a chapter on Taoism. This is to kind of connect with the spiritual component of happiness, which is kind of what I call the energy of love. So the idea of balancing energies is I tried to stay with that through the book and balance what we talk about in terms of ego energy, relationship energy, and spiritual energy.
Okay, great. And the book, again, is called The Path to Advanced Awareness to Conscious Relationships by Dr. Vitor South. So we'll see you at the workshop.
Okay, Tyler, thanks.
Anything I forgot?
No, just want to welcome people to come down and check it out. It should be a real fun and enlightening experience.
Great. And thank you for supporting the station, allowing us to help you get the word out about this thing, and we will continue to do so.
That's great. I like to do it.
We were looking for a Beatles song, and we figured Across the Universe might be a good tone-setting thing to what we're talking about. So here it is on KX 93.5.